FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Etiquini Municipality says it's taken urgent steps to address ongoing water supply disruptions in parts of northern and southern Durban. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
Residents in areas like Moreton in Chatsworth say they've been subjected to daily outages, some lasting up to 20 hours. The city says the disruption stems from reduced raw water production at the Durban Heights Water Treatment Works. Bulk supplier Mgeni Utugela Water says supply should start returning to normal later today, but it's warned rebuilding storage level will take some time as most reservoirs have been depleted. It's indicated the system is only expected to stabilize by next Thursday. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN police, along with officials from the Departments of Labour and Home Affairs, have raided two businesses in Umbilo in central Durban. They were tipped off about undocumented foreign nationals being employed there. Today's operation targeted a wholesale shop and a biscuit bakery. Premier Tamin Dooley joined law enforcement officers on site and conducted a walkabout at both facilities. Upon arrival, authorities found South African employees already separated from those suspected to be undocumented immigrants.
Told by the police that the owner ran away. It means he knows that he's doing something which is not right. Number two, nine undocumented that were found, but it appears as if the owner knew, because the police are of the view that a number of them were made to run before we came here with the police.
The Premier has also voiced his disappointment after inspecting the bakery, highlighting poor working conditions and the apparent disregard for labour laws.
The cleanliness, the hygiene, you just imagine when you see the flour and the cakes being together, the cakes made with animals together. So the problem is huge. And I know that the Department of Labour is also checking on the basic conditions of a service, the minimum wage, so that also that will be attended to.
Meanwhile, cell phones, drugs and sharpened objects were confiscated during a raid at Westville Prison in Durban. The operation, led by National Correctional Services Commissioner Maho Titobagale, ran into the early hours of this morning. Here's Correctional Services spokesperson Singapa Kunumalo.
The objective was to clean the facility and remove all these illegal items. But key to that was also to charge those offenders caught with these items. And the National Commissioner, Mr. Tohali, made it clear that management would also have to account in terms of these items finding their way into our facility, but also the role that a facility ought to play in that particular regard.
And thousands of mourners have gathered in Srebrenica to commemorate the genocide committed 30 years ago by Bosnian Serb forces. It's one of Europe's worst atrocities since World War II. The remains of seven victims were laid to rest during today's commemorations, which marked the bloodiest episode of Bosnia's inter-ethnic war in the 1990s. Durban 19 tomorrow, Richards Bay 20, Pietermaritzburg 14.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Taylor Fritz has taken the second set 7-5 to level it up at one set all in his semi-final against Carlos Alcaraz at Wimbledon. The Boks are back in action tomorrow when they take on Italy in Quebeja. And Bridget Tunison excited by her upcoming triathlon calendar as she eyes the 2028 Olympic Games.